Landon Hawkins, Director of Rehab at Ray County Hospital.
All right, Landon. Well, the New Year's is right around the corner, and plenty of people will make the resolution to be healthier and work out in the new year and exercise more. But we don't want people to jump on that exercise train and then fall off because they pull or sprain something. So what are your suggestions to avoid injury and have a safe and healthy workout schedule if your body's not used to it?
Well, one of the first things that we see people do is they exercise for too long, or they exercise at a rate that's too intense for them when they first get started, and that can result in injuries, overuse injuries, or it can just deter them from working out again. You know, with the muscle soreness and things like that, people realize it's not easy to exercise, and they give up too quickly. So what we recommend is that you start out small and pace yourself. Another thing to really watch out for is errors in technique. That's another way to really get yourself injured pretty quick, whether it's body mechanics to protect your low back. If somebody doesn't have correct body mechanics or not taught how to do it right, that's another easy way to lead to an injury that could put you down for a while and definitely deter you from trying to exercise again. Also, just proper use of the equipment, you know, that type of technique. You know, ask a trainer or someone that is there at the gym with you, or maybe talk to your doctor about, you know, exercising and exercising safely. But you definitely don't want to use a piece of equipment incorrectly, because that, again, would cause an injury, and then pretty soon you just have had enough. Another thing that we really recommend is that you go see your doctor first. As we get older, we're more at risk for these overuse injuries. Also, with certain medical conditions, you can be more prone to have an injury when starting up an exercise program. So for some of us, you know, if you just, you know, be smart about it, go visit with your doctor and get some tips before you start an exercise program. Let's see, proper equipment is another, not only the equipment that you use for lifting weights, but shoes, footwear. You know, walking is a common exercise that people will start up, a walking program they'll start up with. We recommend replacing your shoes about every 300 miles or at least a couple times a year.
Now, I want to go ahead and ask you real quick. You had stated, and you've reiterated that exercising on a machine wrong, the improper use of equipment, and you had stated something about having, you know, asking a personal trainer or somebody who is in the gym with you. So as a medical professional, you yourself, what are your thoughts and opinions on, you know, maybe obtaining personal trainers and possibly for the afterwards massage therapists and chiropractors when you're first getting into this?
Well, you definitely, if you're going to do something, you want to do it right. So if you're going to do something and you want to do some strength training, if you have some questions, a trainer at the gym is an excellent place to start. And then maybe if you choose to start after that, work out in your home because it's more convenient, then you can use that information to take home with you and to help prevent injury. Another thing, again, going to a doctor's office and asking them for their tips, they may see something that would alert them to a potential problem. They could refer you to a physical therapist, and then they could address the issue and show you the proper exercises that you should use to address your weaker areas or address safety issues and technique too. So, you know, we'd rather prevent the injuries before they start. But, you know, if you do suffer from an overuse injury, a muscle soreness, you know, strains, typically what we would recommend is the RICE method, rest, ice, compression, elevation, for that body part injured, and doing that for a couple of days and then seeing your doctor if you don't see any progress with that.
Very good. Very helpful things for people who may not, you know, necessarily know all the right steps and techniques. Now, is there anything else that you would like to let the listeners know about their wanting to get healthy New Year's resolution?
You know, again, I think that the big key is listening to your body as you're exercising. And it's, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so this is going to, it's more of a marathon than a sprint. That type of thing is a way to look at it. So pace yourself. You want to aim, according to the American Heart Association, they recommend about 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise. So if you break it into smaller bites, 30 minutes, five times a week is one way to look at it. You definitely want to take a little time, 3 to 5 minutes, to warm up a little bit, something light and stretch. And then at the end of that 30 minutes, another 3 to 5 minutes to slow down and cool down. Strength training is also something that we, the American Heart Association, recommends. Two times a week for strength training. Mix it up a little bit. Use something like treadmill one day, maybe an elliptical or a bike another day. Use different pieces of equipment for strength training. Just that helps to eliminate the chance of being bored with the exercise program. So, I think that's probably the biggest keys to help a person to keep it going and to avoid injuries.
Very good. And I'm sure that you as a physical therapist have seen many of those muscle injuries from people overworking them. So one of the things that I would like to ask you about real quickly, too, is the stretching process. I myself have actually heard that you were supposed to stretch before, after, and stop halfway through to stretch out those muscles. Is that something you would suggest?
You know, it depends on what you've read about. You'll find there's a lot of sources that will tell you to stretch before, and then there's some that'll stretch after. You know, I think that stretching is something that everyone should do. Without flexibility, strength really doesn't get you very far in the function that you, the things that you do every day. But, you know, some people stretch and before, and they do well with that. Now, some other people, if you're really stiff, you know, you really need to work, kind of get the blood flowing a little bit and do that warm up and get going for about 3 to 5 minutes, then stretch, and then work out and stretch afterwards. But, you know, as long as you're stretching in there, you know, some time is better than nothing. But me personally, I would recommend the warm up, stretch, and then exercise, and then stretch afterwards.